hey everyone, this is Chris McLaughlin and welcome to the D Group Leader Podcast. So glad you joined us today. We are actually going to be entering now into season two is what we're going to call it. We took a little break and now we're back. So season two of the podcast, so glad you're here. Before we get into our topic, I just want to address a couple quick things. So first of all, a few weeks ago, this was on Vision Sunday, Pastor Scott talked about how this is the year of beyond. Okay, remember this? We had the black t-shirts and the whole thing. And with the year of beyond, one of the things that he mentioned in there is that in the fall, we're going to be doing a 6-week sermon series dealing with this whole issue of living beyond ourselves, of serving others and growing in evangelism and service. And that's what this is all about. He mentioned that we're going to be coupling that sermon series with a 6-week D group study as well. And so that's something that we would like to do. I apologize too that was the first that you heard of it. That was not our intention with all that. But we do want to tell you more about that. And we're going to be doing that at our next D group leader meeting, which is going to be happening on Sunday, March 15th. So please mark your calendars for that. It's going to be from 12:30 to 2 p.m. In the house, the student room, just as we normally have it. We'll have lunch and all that stuff, but really we're going to be talking through what the fall is going to look like and how it's going to impact your D group. So please plan to be there for that. Well, let's go ahead and get into our topic today. We're going to be talking about why theology matters. And we're actually going to be talking about this for a couple weeks because I think what's going on in our culture right now, especially in evangelical Christian culture, is we have this there's this notion out there that studying theology, knowing theology, is something that's actually negative. It's that if we know theology and we're wrestling with some of these ideas, that it's actually causing division and not helping the church in any way. And I want to push back on that because I think that that actually theology is one of the best things that we could ever think about. Let me explain a little bit why. Now, first of all, what is theology? Let's just get to a definition of that. Really, theology is technically it's the study of God, theo, God, right, and ology. Okay, but really, what we're talking about there is just thinking about God. That is doing theology. When we search the scriptures and we see a passage of scripture that makes us think about something about God, well, that's doing theology. When we look at Matthew 28. And it says, baptize them in the name of the Father, the Son, and the Holy Spirit, right? Okay, so then we start thinking about, well, oh, wow, who's the Father, the Son, and the Holy Spirit? And how does that work together? Is that Trinitarian? What is that? That's doing theology, right? We're thinking about God. And even atheists think about God, right? I mean, think about it for a second. Atheists do have an idea of God. They just don't believe that he exists. And that's doing theology as well. So in that definition, everybody is a theologian. Everybody is. The question is not if you're a theologian, not if we should be doing theology. The question is, what kind of theologian are you going to be? So now let's apply that idea into the context of a small group. Now, if you remember from last year from the book Growth Groups, we were talking about how there's two things that we want to help people to do in our groups, and that is one, to receive Christ as Lord, okay? What is that? That's faith, that's trust, that's love for the Lord, right? And the second is to live with Christ as Lord, that as we love him, that actually shapes the way that we live every day. It shapes our actions. But we can't get to either of those things without having good theology. I mean, think about this. If we're going to receive Christ as Lord, the question there is, well, who is Christ? How do we know him? How do we know that we're actually calling on the one true God? Well, the reason that we know this is because we do theology, right? If we're going to live with Christ as Lord, well, doing this without knowing who God is and what he says to us is futile. It's absolutely futile. I mean, Colin Marshall in the book Growth Groups, he writes, our aim as group leaders is to deepen their understanding or the understanding of our small group members. Our aim is to deepen their understanding of God and his salvation in Christ and to provoke a response of faith and obedience in every aspect of life. We are working at both theology, the knowledge of God, and godly practice. Theology without faith is false. You catch this? Theology without faith is false, and faith without theology is foolish. And I think that's exactly right. If we're trying to lead people to faith in Christ, to love the Lord, and to do so without theology, well, we're never going to get there. The Apostle Paul, on several occasions, actually talks about this idea that we need to be transformed, be conformed, actually, to Scripture, to God's Word. And that is part of what theology is all about. Look at Romans 12, 1 and 2, right? He's actually going to be talking about the same two things we talked about, receiving Christ as Lord and living with Christ as Lord. So this idea of faith and practice. Okay, so check this out. He says, I appeal to you, therefore, brothers, by the mercies of God, to present your bodies as a living sacrifice, holy and acceptable to God, which is your spiritual worship. So he's getting to this is practice, okay? He's appealing to them to live with Christ as Lord, and that looks like being a living sacrifice. And this is our act of worship, okay? So then verse 2, he says, do not be conformed to this world, but be transformed by the renewal of your mind, that by testing you may discern what is the will of God, what is good and acceptable and perfect. And this here he's talking about really allowing the Word of God and thinking about the Word of God, doing theology to then transform you to be conformed to God's Word. Now, this is a work of God. This is part of the sanctification process. The Holy Spirit, through His Word, actually transforms our minds and conforms us to Him, makes us more like Christ. But we have to do this through God's Word. It doesn't just happen on its own. It doesn't just happen without actually thinking through God's Word, and that's doing theology. Like, you have to do that in order to get to what Paul is talking about here. Again, in Colossians 2, verse 8, he gets at the same thing. So right before verse 8, he's talking about that idea of receiving Christ as Lord, walking in Him, rooted and built up in Him. But then look at verse 8. He explains that further by saying, see to it that no one takes you captive by philosophy and empty deceit according to human tradition, according to the elemental spirits of the world, and not according to Christ. And what he's getting to here is that, I mean, look at the difference, that we would be conformed to God's Word and not to human philosophy, not to the ways that people think about stuff, but that we would go to God's Word and think along those lines instead. You guys, we can't do that without theology. That's actually what theology does for us. It helps us to think about really the biggest questions. Who is God? Who is He? Who are we? You know, are we essentially good or are we essentially evil? Theology helps to answer that question. It also helps us to understand how God is saving us. And we can't call on, I mean, we wouldn't call on the name of the Lord for salvation if we didn't understand who He is. Think about the book of Jonah just for a second. The book of Jonah, you know, you have Jonah who is called to Nineveh, to the enemies of God's people, to preach to them, and Jonah runs away. And in chapter 4 of Jonah, he explains why. He says, because I know that you are merciful and that if they repented, that you would forgive them. That's why he ran away. How would he know that without theology? How do we know that without theology? Like, we wouldn't go to God and ask for forgiveness if the God that we knew of would never forgive us. Like, if God, it was a God who is vengeful and wrathful, and if we came to Him humbly and said, God, I'm so sorry for the things I've done, that God would just destroy us, we would never turn to Him. But because God reveals Himself through His Word as being merciful, as being full of patience, that He actually loves us, then we go to Him knowing that. And we can go to Him with assurance that He will forgive, just as it says in 1 John, right, that He is faithful and just to forgive us of all unrighteousness. Like that's the God that we serve. And we can't know that. We can't have that confidence without doing theology. So what might this mean for you and for your group members? Let's go ahead and think about next steps, okay, for both of those categories. So first of all, let's think about your group. What are some areas where they maybe need to grow? So think about those two categories, receiving Christ as Lord and living with Christ as Lord. So we're talking about their faith, their trust in God, right? And living with Christ as Lord, that's their practice, their actions. What do you think that they, where might they need to grow? What area of those things might they need to grow? And how can theology help them to get there? That if they're going to receive Christ as Lord, that they're going to increase in their faith and trust, maybe they just need to know more about who God is. Or if maybe they need to grow in their actions, and maybe the best way to do that is to focus on, all right, well, how am I supposed to be living? There's certainly passages in Scripture that help to instruct that, but there's also the character of God, the very character of God and His grace that actually helps us to do that. So we need to actually work through that a little bit with our group. So what does your group need right now? What are they struggling with? Are they struggling with theology or with practice or both? How do their minds need to be renewed? What areas of their life need to be conformed to Christ? So start to wrestle through that right now. I know a lot of you guys have just started a new series, a new study. And so maybe what you need to do is as you're going through that, start to take some notes on, I'm seeing maybe there's a lack here or there's a deficiency here, and we need to maybe address that at some point. And that'll help to inform the next study that you do, or maybe even how you do the current study that you're in. But the other thing I would recommend too is some next steps for you. How can you grow in your knowledge of the Lord so that you can help to minister to those in your group? Now, a couple recommendations, podcasts. Obviously, you're listening to one right now. So if you listen to podcasts, there's a bunch of really great podcasts out there to help you. A couple that I recommend, first is Knowing Faith. Knowing Faith is a great podcast that comes out of the Village Church, and they talk through theology. They talk through all kinds of stuff. It's really good. So if you want to check, go ahead and check that one out. Also, check out Help Me Teach the Bible. This one is with a woman named Nancy Guthrie, and she actually has people on, different pastors and theologians, who every episode they talk about a particular book of the Bible and how to teach it. And so let's say you are studying the book of Colossians. Well, you can actually find the episode where she talks with a pastor or a theologian about the book of Colossians and how to teach it, and you get a really nice overview of how one of these, you know, big wig pastor, theologian type of people would teach it. It's actually very, very helpful. Another thing would be to look at books. There's a ton of great books out there, but not all books are equal. I would say if you've got an area that you'd like to study, I'd be more than happy to talk with you about that and make some recommendations to you as well. And then last is our classes here at Stones. We've got a ton of great classes to help every single person in our church to take another step in their spiritual growth, to grow in the way that they're thinking about theology and to grow in the way that they're living day after day. And so so I would recommend if you want to take a next step there, go ahead and sign up for a class. You can still sign up for classes this semester, but we also have a ton of other great opportunities coming up in the future. Well, on the next episode, what we're going to be doing is we're going to be talking through another reason why theology matters. And that is to grow in love for the Lord. And ultimately what this does is it helps us to understand how to combat sin. That's right. That actually growing in love for the Lord helps us to combat sin. So we're going to talk about that next time on the D Group Leader Podcast.